It is a Tuesday afternoon. This is the 18th day of March 2014. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
A nice little march higher in Chicago today.
Quite a turnaround Tuesday here today. Yes, it was.
Why was it precipitated?
Why was it precipitated? We saw improving crush margins in the soybean market a little bit that way. We saw slow farmer sales. The processors, we saw Decatur kicked up their basis bid yesterday on some offers. And the meal premiums got a little better in South America. And we're not seeing much Argentine sales as such. And we just aren't seeing any Chinese cancellations yet that we were expecting for the first during the first 3 months of the year. So that coupled together with running some technical points along the way got things roaring in a sort of a lightly traded market. The volume wasn't quite as heavy as usual for this big a move, but we did see quite a move in the beans.
So why wasn't it not as heavy, do you think?
Well, I think that partially we've got people that are staying back out of the market a little bit because of the March 31st reports. A lot of big reports out that day that could be changers. And you've got another group that's staying out because of just the fear of what may or may not develop in the Ukraine and Russia situation and what sanctions might be thrown on, too. So, it didn't take quite as many buy orders today to move the market up as it might have had everybody been there in full participation.
What kind of concerns do we have out of Ukraine at the moment other than the export market? I think maybe there is some concern that, about 20% of the crop, wheat crop that is, and I suppose corn, too, might not get planted, that depending on what the financial situation looks like.
That's depending on financing, also getting moving in place some of the things that way. I don't think their agriculture is really slowing down at this point in time, and I don't think Russia, of course, is getting any way to bottleneck things. Not really seeing why it's going to be as big a problem other than financing and, what is going on in that respect. We did see that Egypt did their tender today. They went with the U.S. wheat rather than probably the cheaper Black Sea wheat. So they are, the international traders are staying a little bit away from there for reliability factors.
Your crop insurance sign-up has ended as you were talking with producers and they signed up. Did they give you any indication of which crops they were more likely to plant and whether they'll put more bean or corn acres in?
I think that we saw a slight switch to beans. The guys that are in their 50-50 rotations, so basically they flip fields every year, they're pretty much staying where they were at. Some of the guys that were a very high percentage of corn are probably going to be planting probably a third beans this year. So we did see a little bit of a pickup in bean acres in our area.
And as you look forward to the rest of the week, what are your concerns about the marketplace?
Well, I think basically, as we look here, are we going to stay above $14, below $14 as we get closer to the report? Are we going to punch through that $5 mark on the corn? And if we do, will we hold it and will we share it on to the next level that way? I think we're at a point of, you don't know whether you should buy or sell right here, but you should be doing one of them.
Well, which one do you want to do?
I think I need to be confirmed that we're either going to stay below or go above before I actually make my move.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.